Literature 2. All the World's a Stage from As You Like It by William Shakespeare. Exercises 2 and 3.
Today we're discussing the life of William Shakespeare, who is widely considered to be the greatest writer in the English language. His plays are still performed around the world, and lines like "To be or not to be, that is the question" from Hamlet have become familiar to people in countries all around the world. With me to discuss Shakespeare's life is Mary Brown, Professor of English at Cambridge University. So, can you tell us a bit about his early life, Dr. Brown?
Yes. Well, first of all, I should say that we don't actually know a great deal about Shakespeare. What we do know about him comes from public records, wills, marriage certificates and so on, and also from what his contemporaries reportedly said about him during his life. We know that he was born in April 1564, possibly on the 23rd. He came from a large family. He had 7 brothers and sisters. His mother came from a wealthy farming family, and his father was a fairly successful businessman who made gloves.
Shakespeare himself was a good businessman, wasn't he? So maybe that's where he got it from.
Yes, he was.
Where did he go to school?
Well, there aren't actually any records of him attending school or university.
But he must have done, surely.
Well, we assume he went to the grammar school in his hometown, Stratford-upon-Avon, which, as many listeners will know, is just south of Birmingham and about 100 miles northwest of London. He'd have learnt Latin and English grammar at school, but it's unlikely that he attended university because we know that he got married at the age of 18. His wife, Anne Hathaway, was 8 years his senior, and a birth certificate reveals that Anne had a daughter 6 months later.
Did they have any other children?
Yes, they had twins 2 years later, Hamnet and Judith, in 1585.
That's quite a small family for the time, isn't it?
Indeed. Infant mortality rates were high, and couples usually had a large number of children to ensure that there was someone to care for them in their old age. And their son Hamnet, in fact, died at the age of 11.
So, let's turn now to Shakespeare's career. When did he start writing?
We're not entirely sure. At some point between 1585 and 1592, he moved to London, leaving his wife and children behind in Stratford. The first records of performances of his early plays are from 1592. After that date, his plays were regularly performed by a theatre company, the Lord Chamberlain's Men, of which Shakespeare was a member and co-owner.
So, as well as writing plays, he also performed in them?
Yes, and he even performed in front of Queen Elizabeth I, who was on the throne for most of Shakespeare's life.
And his plays were popular during his lifetime, weren't they?
Yes, they were. And as you mentioned earlier, he had a good head for business and made a decent amount of money during his lifetime, from his plays and his poetry and from acting in and producing plays in London. He also owned a share of the Globe Theatre, where many of his plays were performed.
Where did Shakespeare get his ideas for his plays, or are they original stories?
With the exception of 3 plays, no, they're not. The 37 plays fall into 3 categories. History plays, usually dealing with the lives of English kings, like Henry V and Richard III. Comedies, such as You Like It and A Midsummer Night's Dream. And tragedies, such as Hamlet and Romeo and Juliet.
There's some dispute, isn't there, as to whether Shakespeare really was the author of all of those plays?
Yes. A very small minority of scholars and actors believe that someone else wrote them.
Why is that?
Well, they think that it would have been impossible for someone with Shakespeare's humble origins and apparent lack of formal education to write as convincingly as he did about deep, complex emotions and about the lives of great kings.
And what do you think?
I think Shakespeare did write the plays. There's no real evidence to suggest otherwise, and his authorship was not questioned during his lifetime or for centuries afterwards.
So, did he end his days in London?
No, he'd bought a large house in Stratford and moved there in probably around 1608, but he continued to visit London.
Did he continue to write?
Yes, up until 1613, 3 years before his death at the age of 52.
He died on his birthday, didn't he?
Yes, on the 23rd of April. Assuming, of course, that that is the date on which he was also born.
Thank you very much, Dr. Brown, for coming in to discuss the life of William Shakespeare.